Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Just a heads up, it's going to be Trip Didge today, bro. Trip Didge. Triple digits again in the Mile High City. 100 degrees today. There's all sorts of Colorado health data out this morning talking about heat-related illnesses that have been affecting people this summer. It was the second hottest July on record, if I recall. I think I saw that story. Anyway, they say keep an eye out for heat exhaustion. It can begin with heavy sweating, nausea, dizziness, weakness, headache. I had all of that last night when I was eating my tri-tip off the smoker. Oh, a lot of heavy sweating. It can involve confusion, fainting, seizures, high body temperature. So be careful while you're out there. Maybe stop by a lemonade stand, right, Katie, and get some lemonade from kids?
Oh, boy.
Why are you so mad at the little kids?
Bring your whole wallet. Why are you so mad? I'm not. Okay, so I was trying to be a nice neighbor. There were some kids set up in my neighborhood with a lemonade stand. And I walked up to it like, you guys are adorable. Oh, my gosh. What do I owe you? 50 cents? $2.
$2 for a cup of lemonade.
Half a cup of lemonade that was watered down. You could tell it was the end of the pitcher, and they're like, just add more water. It's fine.
It's all warm.
And then they have, like, these kids are like, do you need a $3 bag of chips to go with that? And it's like the little mini, you know, they probably got it from their lunchbox and just saved it and then charged me $3 for it.
So did you say yes?
No, I didn't. I was like, you know, I only have $2 on me. Sorry, kids. But man, it just really got me thinking because I know inflation, things get more expensive, but $2 for a half a cup of the styrofoam cup of lemonade. Like, you can imagine the styrofoam cup. Those are not big. What are those, 8 ounces?
They're tiny.
Half of that for
$2.
And the parents.
Well, did you negotiate?
No. What are you going to do with
you an negotiate. No. You teach those kids about negotiation, and you'd be like, I'll give you 50 cents.
I feel like that's on the parents to be like, $2 might be a little much. Like, why are you charging people $2? Everything is so expensive.
And well, it's because the parents bought all that crap and they want their money back.
Well, I guess is what it is.
That's
but
generally
I just
what
felt
it
like
is.
As like an adult, you kind of, it's on you to not throw out a completely unreasonable price for a cup of lemonade. I mean, it was just way too much. But at the time, like, I'm up there, they tell me it's $2. And then what do I say? Never mind. Turn around and walk away
Absolutely.
From the children, and then I'm an awful person.
You got to teach them disappointment and rejection. These are all life lessons.
This is why
they're out there.
No, I think
this is business.
That falls on the parent. You don't charge somebody $2 for a crap. Again, it was water. It
business.
Was essentially yellow water. I didn't know it until I walked away and I took a drink. I just feel like, like they just did me dirty right there at the lemonade.
That's business.
Stand.
If something is a better price, if you're shopping at Target and it's a better price at Walmart, you leave and you go to Walmart. You tell those little girls, oh, you know, down the street, there is a stand for 50 cents a cup.
That's fine.
Cut me a deal.
There wasn't a stand down the street.
You gotta lie.
What I'm saying is that I will, if those kids are set up today with a lemonade stand or any day in the near future,
you're gonna get in
we'll
their kitchen?
Not do it. And I'm going to tell everybody else, don't trust those kids. They're going to charge you $2 for yellow water. So
I dare you to stand like just a little bit down from them and be
kids,
with a sign.
If they don't want to be, you know, on the up and up and they want to do me dirty like that, then word of mouth goes a long way.
I say you get on next door.
Yeah.
I say you get on your Facebook today. You tell everybody where these horrible children are and say, do not go near them.
Yeah. Those kids are going to take you for all your money.
You're going to take this lemonade stand down, Katie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure a lot of parents are wanting the kiddos to get back to school. Mostly because it's so damn expensive every single weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A new report out this morning talking about how the average American spends about $400 on summer activities each and every weekend. And then they broke it down to like dining out, attending celebrations and having to get gifts, a lot of birthday parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting gatherings, you're hosting birthday parties and barbecues, entertainment, movie theaters, concerts, theme parks. Then they broke it down into camping and boating, hiking, fishing, and then there's self-care and then transportation, just driving everybody around. You're spending about $400 a weekend. And that seems about right. There's a funny meme that's going around that says, why is every day $200? You know, it really is
even
wild.
Even for a single person, I mean, I told myself I was not going to spend a single cent all weekend.
Hey, good for you.
$600 later, I broke my promise to myself.
Oh.
And it's those little things that just starts piling up,
yeah,
right?
Before absolutely.
You know it.
So, kids, go back to school because you're expensive.
Yeah.
We did not spend that much this weekend because my sweet wife, Nick Neck, stumbled upon the Denver Art Museum doing a free day this past weekend, all in honor of the 150th for Colorado. So we packed up the old family SUV and went down to the Denver Art Museum, which I got to thinking, I don't think I have been there since elementary school on some sort of field trip. It has been, hey, we got to get down to the art museum. Like, nobody ever says that, right?
No.
And we did this because, actually, my daughter went down for a school field trip, and she told us that she didn't really feel like she saw enough.
Uh-huh.
And she's really into art and stuff, so we're like, yeah, it's a little day for you then. Let's go down to the art museum. And I will tell you, when you go down there, wear some good walking shoes. We put on 5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Walking around two different buildings down there. Looking at all the delicious art. And it was good.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was, you know, somewhat busy. What fascinated me is how they have these priceless pieces of art just right there on the wall, and you can essentially just go up and lick them if you want. I mean, you can get right up on them.
I'm pretty sure they frown upon that.
There is a few signs that says, please don't lick the art.
Yeah, so don't do that.
There's a Monet there that is part of some sort of water lily series that he did or something.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Seriously? There's a water lily Monet?
There's a water lily Monet there, and I believe it's the most expensive piece at the museum, and we looked it up. And they say essentially these things are priceless when they are in the museums. But other paintings in this series, I looked up the values when what they sold for, $84 million, $70 million, $65 million, and $54 million. So this one that they have hanging at the art museum is somewhere within that bubble. So they could have an $80 million piece of art hanging right there, and you could literally just walk up and touch it if you wanted. Now, they've got some little thin glass barrier on them, but it's like it's just right there.
That's pretty cool.
I love Monet.
I will send you a picture of it.
His water lily features, like, because I'm such a
fan. You should go look at it.
That's like his most famous series, isn't it?
I have a fake Monet in my living room.
A fake Monet?
I got it at TJ Maxx.
You have a faux Monet?
I wonder how much that's worth.
Yeah.
A faux Monet.
Well, you should go check it out.
I should.
It's really neat.
I had no idea that's what they were rolling with at the Denver Art Museum.
Yeah, they've got so much neat stuff. And it is kind of, you know, you look at these things and you kind of try to decipher in your head, like, what it all means and what they were going when they painted or sculpted. And then you go read the little plaque on the wall and you're like, well, I was way off. And it is just kind of neat. You know, I was standing there at one point just watching other people stand there and look at the art. And just how involved they get in it. Like, there was one guy that he stood at each piece and stared at it for like 10 minutes. Like, he got into it. I was like, what's this guy's deal? Is he stoned? Or is
Isn't
he just,
like the Ferris Bueller's day off?
Really?
Thing
he stood there and you can just see the wheels turning. Like, what am I looking at right here?
Jeremy. Oh, you fancy, huh?
I know. I felt pretty fancy.
You're watching people look at art.
I was. It was an experience. You know, it's something that I don't ever typically do. But I would highly recommend it. There's some great observation decks on the top of the original art museum down there that gives you some great views of the city. And one final thing. After all this, raving about the art and the people watching and the experience, I don't go downtown a lot because I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
we know.
Maybe you've experienced this and I haven't. The best part of the day was the parking garage.
Which one did you go
to? The parking garage that is basically connected to the Denver Library down there and the art museums. It's the one right there next to it all.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the best thing about this parking garage is looking at the ceiling, because they've got these little, I don't know how you would describe it, like little power lines that go up and over your car on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hook down just a little bit. And when they hook down on the end of the hook, they've got a little tiny LED light. And it's either red or green. And you look, you know, down the hallway of the parking garage, and it's like lights all the way down. The green ones mean that the spot is empty. The red runs mean that they are taken. So as you're driving through, you don't have to do the slow, like, and then you get up on it, and you're like, oh, there's a little car in
there. Then you got to back up. There's someone behind you.
You just look at the ceiling, and when you see a little green light, you're like, there's one right there. So you just zip up to it and pull in, and then, boop, it turns red.
That's so perfect.
And the other part is, you know, when you navigate your way like a corkscrew up those parking garages, you know, round and round, there's a sign with, you know, go this way, pointing up. And on the sign, it's digital. It says level 2 has 9 spots open.
Shut up.
Level 3 has 140 spots open. So there's no, like, guessing and no stress of, like, is there enough spots in here? Where can I park? It was the neatest thing ever.
They Bucky's bathroom to the parking garage.
That's exactly what
that
it is.
That is genius.
It's brilliant,
They
Katie.
Need to do that to all the parking garages
all
now.
All of them.
Ah, maybe a beaver.
And also put beavers in there
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Beaver nuggets.
Oh, like, it was a good day.
That's amazing.
It was really neat. I'll post some pictures and videos of the parking garage, okay?